Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power, came out in January 2017. But it was all but impossible to find a showing in South Dakota. An online search shows only the Sierra Club sponsored a screening in Vermilion in September that year. Gore's first documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, made a much bigger splash. It won an Academy Award for Best Documentary and was part of a body of work that earned Gore, along with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a Nobel Peace Prize. Earlier this month, the Rapid City Public Library kicked off the new year by showing the sequel to a Sunday afternoon audience. As is often the case with environmental presentations, the congregation had already been converted. But the documentary inspired a discussion that SDPB's Victoria Wicks was there to capture.
The documentary, An Inconvenient Sequel, follows Al Gore's travels observing huge glaciers melting and collapsing in Greenland, or wading through seawater on Miami Beach streets, talking with the mayor about sunny day flooding. The visuals are effective. A picture paints a thousand words. The people viewing the documentary in the Rapid City Public Library are impressed.
I feel this should be a required viewing for every junior high and high school in this state and hopefully the country.
Rose Cooper advocates education, but she also realizes the world can't wait for the next generation to become educated and go to work.
I think what needs to be emphasized here, according to our latest worldwide scientists' declaration, this isn't just something we should just put off for a few decades. This is something that needs to be addressed immediately.
Cooper could be referring to a couple of different reports issued in 2018. In February, U.S. intelligence agencies warned that global warming could contribute to or cause humanitarian disasters, water and food shortages, conflict, worsening air pollution, species extinctions, disease, and migration of climate refugees. At the end of November, U.S. government agencies published a climate report that indicates communities are already being affected by global warming and damage to infrastructure and the economy will cost billions.
I was glad to see what Al Gore's been doing in the last 10 years and continuing to try to move the ball forward.
Rick Bell is chairman of the Black Hills chapter of Dakota Rural Action, a statewide advocacy group that promotes renewable energy and land conservation, among other causes.
It's really encouraging to see somebody like Al Gore, who's spent his whole career tackling this issue. Through all the ups and downs, at the end of it, he's still optimistic. And despite the setbacks, he's saying, you know, we're on the right side, and we just need to keep at it.
Bell isn't the only one at the screening to acknowledge how tiring it can be to maintain optimism when it comes to global warming.
Just talking to people about it and letting them know that there is a scientific consensus.
Rich Drager gives advice to the people around him, his voice and demeanor suggesting he has given this pep talk many times before.
Encourage people to be optimistic because people are starting to experience the disastrous consequences of the global warming and they're going to lose hope. And if they do that, then they'll give up. And you've got to let them know there are things that they can do.
Drager says people should talk with legislators and public utilities commissioners to advocate for a carbon tax, ask for energy regulation, and push for people who generate renewable energy to be compensated for it. Drager says he uses technology, including an app that gives information on how to deal with people who don't want to listen.
They have kind of a mindset, and so you have to figure out a workaround, find something that they're interested in, and approach it, you know, from that standpoint.
Drager refers to a Yale study on climate communication that provides interactive maps giving the results of ongoing surveys. South Dakota is included, and according to the study, 63% of South Dakotans believe global warming is happening, compared with 70% of the U.S. 51% of South Dakotans believe warming is caused by human activity, and 43% of South Dakotans believe global warming is currently harming people in this country. Only 33% of South Dakotans believe global warming will harm them personally. Fighting against denial on a global scale leads to a pivotal scene in the documentary when Al Gore, against a video backdrop of powerful floodwaters and mass burial of people killed by a super typhoon, gets mad.
The next generation, if they live in a world of floods and storms and rising seas and droughts and refugees by the millions escaping unlivable conditions, destabilizing countries around the world. They would be well justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
The guilt people feel when they're faced with all the individual decisions they have to try to make to do something, we need to lay that more on our elected officials.
Jeremy Altman is a Rapid City architect.
Solutions to these things can happen and are happening in other states where the people in power recognize that it's a problem.
As an architect, Altman knows construction, and he says one thing South Dakota could do is enact energy codes so that both commercial and residential buildings become energy efficient.
The people who aren't going to take the time or don't have the means to figure out the different R values between windows and what it all means and whether or not it's enough payback, they won't have to if we are putting in place elected officials will get this, and we don't have to be the first state to do it. It's been done, and it's been done significantly well.
Environment and politics have long been historically entwined, but environmental protection has not always been a cause only for the left. Republican Teddy Roosevelt established national parks. President Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency, which crafted the Clean Air Act of 1970. George H.W. Bush signed the Global Change Research Act of 1990, requiring government agencies to draw up a report to Congress every 4 years. That's the act mandating the report issued in November that President Donald Trump refuses to believe. A couple of people at the screening in Rapid City noted that the second documentary is as much about Al Gore's efforts as it is about the realities of global warming. Those who don't like Al Gore might be tempted to kill the messenger, as national commentators did after the first documentary came out. But those images of flooded streets, melting glaciers, and drowning people are hard to deny. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.